Clairton, a small hilly city on the Monongahela River near Pittsburgh, has been in Pennsylvania's Distressed Cities program for nearly three decades. Having alleviated many of its financial problems, Clairton wants state oversight to end. But many residents say the city is as distressed as ever. Recovery looks different on paper than on Main Street in many distressed communities in the state. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhurov reports.
Roger Mount has been a barber for 20 years, and for the past two has had a shop in Clairton. He does what he calls old-school barbering, using a straight razor to shape beards and hairlines after he trims them down with a buzzer.
When you're cutting hair like this, it's like an art. Yeah, you try to make a bad look good. You're sculpting a whole new face.
Business has been okay, but it's mostly because clients have followed him from his previous shop. He says his taxes and operating costs, like sewage fees, are really high. As he talks about Clairton, it's like he's taking a straight blade to the city, too.
It's a dilapidated, old town that needs to be revitalized.
That sentiment is not unique. Up the hill in a different part of town, Althea Dreer is hanging out in front of a clothing store that's in the process of shutting down. She grew up here, left, came back to care for her mother, and says if she could, she'd leave again.
We don't have a grocery store here. We don't have anything here. You know, the kids don't have nothing to do around here but stay in the trouble, you know. There's no jobs here, nothing.
To go grocery shopping in a neighboring municipality, she says she calls a jitney, which can cost her $30 or more. Buses from town don't go directly to grocery stores. The 2009 to 2013 American Community Survey estimated unemployment at more than 14%. About a quarter of properties are blighted, though some demolition work has started. More than half of Clairton's population at its peak has left since the local steel industry began its decline.
And it's a depressing place, you know. It's very depressing.
Over and over, locals appeared incredulous at the idea that Clairton could shed its distressed city status. Just walk down the street, they said, citing the many boarded-up businesses. We asked Mayor Richard Latanzi if it felt like the city was recovering.
Only because I'm privy to the numbers.
Clairton couldn't make payroll and sustain its police force in 1988, so it entered Act 47, the program that provides state oversight and otherwise unavailable revenue streams to help municipalities improve their finances. Recovery has been inconsistent. As recently as 2009, the city was once again on the verge of not being able to pay its employees. Since then, it has downsized and professionalized municipal staff, collected delinquent taxes, adopted a new comprehensive plan, and sold its sewer system for nearly $10 million, which will go into the town's coffers over the next two decades. Last year, Clairton had a surplus of nearly $400,000 in its general fund. But Latanzi gets people's apprehension.
I think the people in Clairton just gave up and said, hey, it is what it is. But now for us to say, hey, we can do better and we're going to be a winner, it's going to take a little bit of proof in the pudding for them to believe.
It doesn't help that some of the very things that righted the city's finances are hurting residents' budgets. Since the sewer system sold, for example, residents have been paying a $50 flat fee. That's in addition to regular sewage bills each month. For many, that's a burden. But Michael Foreman, the state's Act 47 coordinator for Clairton, says as long as the government's finances are in order, the city can move forward.
The removal of the Act 47 designation, I think, would also remove the stigma of being designated as an Act 47 municipality to the outside world.
He says without the stigma, the city can refocus on economic development, things like attracting and growing new businesses, new jobs, new amenities. That stuff takes a really long time, he says. So, after nearly three decades under Act 47, it's like Clairton is just starting its real recovery, its search for a post-industrial future. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.